Coach Black, Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. Can you talk about the start and how you what you feel was the primary reason for why you guys got it, you know, gotten such a quick start? And you talk about Tristan's contribution tonight as well.
You know, I just thought we came a lot more ready, as I told you pregame, that we needed to be. You know, we had to be in the moment from the jump ball. We had to be engaged. We had to have a great defensive mindset, and we had to set the tone for ourselves, if you know, more than anything else. And I thought we did that. Tristan, as always, contributed in his way, in the areas of the game that he's good at, without stepping outside of himself, and played a very important part in the victory.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com.
Hi, Joe.
We could point to the headband, but can you talk a little bit just about the difference from LeBron tonight, and maybe, I don't know, if having Tristan play the four and moving LeBron back to the wing, if that helped him get going a little bit?
Well, you know, recognize that for good parts of the game, he played four as well. He just didn't start there. And I think the important thing is that Braun was typical of LeBron, very aggressive, in attack mode, engaged and leading his guys, you know, by example and vocally. But you know, obviously his determined effort and his aggressivity in terms of attacking the game was very evident.
David McMenamin, ESPN.com. After game four in Boston, several members of your team kind of used the motto next man up, and I felt like today's performance, there were, you could point to a handful of guys who probably outperformed the type of production they had at times in the regular season. What did you see out of the, you know, guys like Dellavedova, James Jones, right on down the list?
I think your answer is even better than I could give you. You're absolutely right. And we got great contribution from everybody that came into the game. You know, our starters were terrific, but you know, the guys that came off the bench, I thought, were a critical part of us winning that game. And we need it. Obviously, down a few guys, we really need that. And they gave it to us.
Nubias Wilborn, True Hoop. Coach, what were you able to do on defense, and how much did it involve the 12 ways of stopping the pick and roll?
Well, thank you for asking that, because I know I got a lot of questions about the pick and roll defense the last time when it wasn't so good. So I was hoping somebody was going to ask me about it this time. Appreciate that, Nubias. I planted that question, by the way. Number one, we executed our game plan better. And in the specific actions themselves, we did a better job. I don't think we, you know, I didn't think that we recreated the world, the wheel. I just thought we were a lot more focused in our coverages, and the adjustments that we did make we're successful tonight. And that doesn't mean going forward we've solved it all, because we haven't. We got a long way to go, and we got a lot of games left to play, and we're going to have to stay focused and continue to do a good job in those areas of the game.
Coach Josh Weir from the Canton Repository. Can you kind of touch on Iman's impact, especially early on in that game with the three-point shooting? And then can you kind of give us an update on his health? He came back in the game, but then he came back out there in the fourth, and just kind of what maybe his status is going forward.
You know, I really don't know much more than what you saw at this moment. Braun, Iman has given us a terrific series thus far, and he's obviously a very, very important player for us. You know, I hope he's going to be okay. You know, he did stretch his groin, and we'll see if it's not too serious, hopefully it's not. He was able to come back in, as you saw, and the moment we could get him out of there, we did. The idea of putting him back in was just as if we were going to need him, you don't want him sitting too long. And then once we saw, we sort of had our hands around the game, we were able to sit him back down again. But time for one of those miracle 48-hour recoveries. That's what we're hoping for.
David Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. The momentum in this series seems to be swinging at least a little bit in your favor. Plus, you get J.R. Smith back for Game 3. How big, important was it to get this win, knowing you'd get him back going into Game 3 and the rest of the series?
Yeah, I mean, this was a back against the wall game for us. You know, no way we want to go down to Chicago down 0-2. And you know, I will say this: the first game, we didn't play well, and Chicago beat us. That's what happened. Today we really stepped up. But we were facing a lot of change in that first game. Obviously, you know, we're playing for the first time without 40% of our starting lineup. We're playing after an 8-day layoff. We didn't meet the challenge that day. Today we did. But that's it. No more than that. 1-1 was an important win for us. You know, we get to go down to Chicago with the series wide open for both teams. And, you know, we're going to have to play great basketball in order to win down there.
Coach David Glazier from the News Herald and Morning Journal. David, what is it about James Jones, his makeup, his personality that allows him to do what he did tonight? And it's not the first time that he did it this season where he didn't play much and then came in and just made huge baskets for you. What is it about his makeup that allows him to do that?
How many years has he been in the league? Anybody know? 12? Well, he's been in the league for 12 years because he's a high-character guy that knows how to play and is always willing and ready and able to help the team when called on. I can't put it any better than that.
David, Ray Jasky, ESPN 990. Two things. One, could you speak to, knowing that LeBron's now in attack mode, the gloves are off, he's playing the way he is, he's going after it, Jimmy's having a hard time dealing with him. What do you expect to change in terms of the tone, maybe the physicality of the response from Chicago when it gets there? And also, could you speak about Perk's contributions there in the first half?
You know, this series has been played very hard and very physical, but and we talked about this some after the Boston series, you know, but it hasn't crossed the line. You know, it's been a physical, tough series, and it may get more so, but doesn't need to cross the line. So, you know, whatever comes, both teams can handle that. Perk's another guy. You know, what's he been in the league? 14 years, 12 years? I don't know off the top of my head, but high character, knows how to play. Does the things that he knows how to do well. Always willing and ready to help you when you need him. And if you ever got to be in a dark alley, I strongly suggest you take him with you. Because I know I would.
David in the back again. Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. Game 3, there's the potential of maybe a third different starting lineup for you guys?
Oh, sure. And I know it'll be published the moment I think of it. So that possibility exists.
Have you ever had to deal with a situation like that in all the years that you coached over in Europe where games of this magnitude where you started three different lineups in a row?
In three games? Three straight games. If it happened, I can't remember it. But I coached a lot of games, so, you know, my memory may be failing. But it is a possibility given, you know, our particular set of circumstances, you know. It's not who's playing, it's how you're playing, and I thought we played right tonight.
Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. Coach, I know your mind was elsewhere during the game, but did you get to see, well, I guess hear and take in the ovation that Kevin Love received today? And what was it like just having him with the team?
You know, he came into the locker room before the game, and everybody was really happy, and I myself was extremely happy to see him here. You know, I told him to suit up. that didn't go over real well, but, you know, that was the idea. And it was great that the fans showed him that they appreciate him because they know what he's done here. You know, people here really understand how much Kevin gave us, how much he sacrificed this year, how much his performance was critical to our success, and it's good to have him around. Just wish he could play, that's all.